I am Salome, and I live with my family in the city of Mira. I am often alone with our three small children, and soon we will have a fourth baby. My husband looks for work every single day. In the evening, he never knows if he will find work the next day or if his boss will actually pay him. More and more often, he has to travel to other cities to find a job. Then he's gone for days. Until now, we've always had just enough to survive, and I'm thankful to God for that. We are healthy and alive. But today, my heart is heavy. My husband is looking for work again. But even if he brings home a little money, there might not be any food to buy. Winter's coming, and the nights are getting longer and colder. All summer, it was way too hot. Everything we planted either dried up or was destroyed by storms. Now there's almost no food to harvest or to buy. Our city is facing a terrible hunger.
Mother, mother, we saw sailing ships, a lot of them, not just one. There are at least 10, still far out in the water, but...
Leo, what are you talking about? And where are you coming from so early in the morning? Did you sneak out of the house?
I was at the harbor with Rebecca, using our fishing nets. We thought maybe we'd catch a few crabs. But Mother, that doesn't matter now. We have to stop the ships before they sail past us. Nicholas said so. He was right there standing on the cliffs.
On the cliffs? Children, have you lost your minds? At this time of day?
But Mother, listen to me. We really saw him, our bishop. You told me yourself that he's like a father to you. He's always super nice to his kids, helps us when he can, and gives us good advice. Sometimes he even shares his food with us. He is sure that the ships we saw are full of grain and good things to eat. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking of the bread we could bake. And do you know how Nicholas knows this? From God. Seriously, he prayed almost every night because he couldn't sleep. He begged God until God answered and sent these ships to us. Nicholas promised Rebecca and I that we could go with him on his boat to meet the sailors. Mother, please, can I go? Can I?
All right, Leia, you may go. Go in God's name. Our bishop is a good man who trusts God. We want to trust him too. I am so thankful. I can hardly believe what happened in the last few hours. Our hopeless situation changed in a wonderful way because St. Nicholas helped and because of God. The sailors actually shared a large part of their food with the people of Mira and brought it to land. Everyone ran to the harbor to fill their empty sacks and baskets. What a joy it was. The whole city has been blessed with enough food to last until the next harvest. I couldn't wait to tell my husband everything when he got home. Well, actually, I didn't even have to. Leia did most of the talking. She was out of breath from excitement as she told him the story. It will always be a special memory for her, one that makes her trust and faith in God so much stronger.